The El Cortez Hotel in San Diego is the birthplace of an architectural first. Management at this elegant hotel determined their single elevator was not sufficient for getting their guests to and from their rooms and the lobby. Deciding an additional elevator was needed, engineers and architecture experts were contracted to solve the problem. They proposed cutting a hole in each floor from the basement to the top of the hotel. As the experts stood in the lobby discussing their plans, a hotel janitor overheard their conversation. "What are you up to?" he asked. One of the planners explained the situation and their proposed solution. The janitor responded, "That's going to make quite a mess. Plaster, dust, debris will be everywhere." Well, one of the engineers assured him it would work fine because they were planning to close the hotel while the work was being completed. "Well, that's going to cost the hotel a healthy amount of money," the janitor exclaimed. "And there'll be a lot of people out of jobs until the project's completed." "Well, do you have a better idea?" one architect asked. Leaning on his mop, the janitor pondered the architect's challenge and then suggested, "Well, why don't you build the elevator on the outside of the hotel?" Looking at each other in amazement, the architects and engineers responded, "Well, that's never been done before. Let's do it." Hence, the El Cortez became the originator of a popular architectural feature. The lesson? Listen to your employees. Instead of saying, "This is the way it is," say, "This is how I see it." Instead of, "Here it is," say, "In my view," "In my opinion," or "As I see it." Such language lets other people know that you matter too. When others disagree, reply, "Good, you see it differently. I'd like to understand how you see it." Let's talk about positive reinforcement. So important. You know, positively reinforcing the good creates self-confident employees. And positively reinforcing the good creates self-confident children. How do all animals learn best? That's right, through positive reinforcement. Watch any animal trainer and you'll learn this is true. The same goes for kids. Whatever behavior we reinforce, they'll learn. This means that if they only get our attention when they're misbehaving, that's what they'll do. Misbehaving will become their comfort zone and they'll return to it again and again. On the other hand, the reverse is also true. If good behavior is reinforced, if they get our attention when they're being good, then good behavior is what they'll continue. It will be what they're comfortable doing. This is huge. Parents, employers, managers, anyone in a leadership position, we should take every opportunity to catch people making good choices. Sometimes, you know, we have to be creative with some children. "Honey, you're breathing so well." Just kidding. But do you get it? Whenever children, anyone is doing something well, mention it. Pay attention to them with your praise and your words of appreciation. In our family, you could say something like this: "Janet and Steve, I like the way you're playing together so nicely. It's just like you to share your toys. You're such sharing children." Or, "Thanks for being so patient while Mom finishes this, Jared. I sure appreciate it. Kathy, you're doing such a good job cleaning your room, and without Mom even asking. Wow, I'm going to tell the whole family about this." It works also so well in a business situation. "Janet, I love the way you finished that report. In such a timely manner. I sure appreciate you being a member of this company or being on our team." Also, teach people that they're appreciated. You know, it's one of the most important things that we can do. Praise and appreciation are like sunshine. They're needed every day. If we don't express appreciation for the good things, people are going to misbehave and get our attention in negative ways. By showing love and appreciation, we prevent problems. You know, the appreciation we give our children, it does need to be merited and sincere. The appreciation we show anyone. Expressing praise doesn't need to be a big deal. Sometimes just little comments are very effective. "I like the way you thought that through so well. I appreciate you sharing your opinion." How would you feel if others talked to you that way?